This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention, and joining me this morning, I have a Nebraska FFA member who has made it as a finalist in the area of Star Agriscience.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And if you could just introduce yourself and what your FFA chapter's name is.
Well, my name is Rachel Arkfeld, and I am from the Syracuse FFA chapter in Syracuse, Nebraska.
So you've made it this far in agri-science area. What is your book on?
My project is on all the research that I've done since I was in seventh grade. Anything relating to plant science, meat science, swine science, and finally in crop science. And that's the direction that I've been taking my career in so far is crop breeding, and that's what I hope to continue to do.
You've done a lot of research in many different areas, so what is the most interesting fact or find that you've had so far?
Oh, I'm not for sure what the most interesting thing is. I learn something new every day, and that's all I can ask for is to keep learning. I am involved in so many things because so many things affect my family and affect my lifestyle, and so that's why I wanted to research so many different things, and I learn something new every day, so I'm not for sure that I can actually say the most interesting thing I know.
Well, very neat. You cover many different areas, and as a member since the seventh grade, that's really awesome to have had a middle school FFA program. You've had a great deal of growing that has gone on during this, and as the theme for convention, grow, how have you grown personally through your supervised agricultural experience?
Starting as a seventh grader, I was probably a little bit naive about what happens in FFA, but it has really helped me grow to not only become a better person, a better leader, and a better citizen, but to also grow my ideas, more critical thinking, more hands-on activities, and be able to understand the harder problems that I'm faced with every day and to work through it. You know, in agri-science, we work a lot with the scientific method, and the scientific method not only applies to science-related things, but replies to my everyday life of, okay, I have a problem, now how am I going to solve it, and how am I going to go through all those steps?
That's great that you're able to apply what you've learned through your record books to your everyday life. And as you continue on through the FFA, if a Green Hand member were to come up to you and ask for a piece of advice, being a member for so many years, what would you say to them?
I'd probably say to them, you know, you might not know what you're doing, but you have to have the want to learn and the want to know everything. And you can go a long ways by yourself, but you also need that support system behind you. And my advisor, my parents, all my mentors have really helped me become who I am today and helped me get to the position that I am.
Now that you've mentioned your support system, go ahead and introduce who your advisor is and your parents.
Well, my advisor is actually my father, Tim Arkfeld, and my mother, Lou, and together, even though my mother is not an ag teacher, she still is the second advisor because she helps so much with everything, and I couldn't ask for better parents and a better advisor.
So it's a truly family effort with you, since your advisor is your dad and you get to spend a lot of quality time with them, I'm sure.
Oh, sometimes too much quality time, but yes, it is very special and a privilege and a great opportunity to have your advisor as your father too.
What's been your favorite part of convention so far, coming as a finalist?
I think my favorite part of convention is just getting to know everyone else that is a star finalist. They come from different backgrounds. They have different projects, different ideas. And just learning about each of them. And as I go to student teach next semester, because I am an ag ed major, it gives me a lot of ideas about, okay, what students can I help do this? And I have so many great ideas now from them that I want to help other students achieve whatever they can.
Well, FFA has truly influenced you, obviously, since that is your future career path. And where are you currently at school?
I am at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. And even though FFA is still part of my life and I want it to be the rest of my life, I also want to take that scientific approach to everything, and so I want to find a job that incorporates both the education side of it, but then also allows me to keep researching into crop science and I'm struggling with that decision right now because I want both, but I'm pretty sure that I can find a job that happens to have both.
Well, I can tell no matter where you end up in your future career path or in your future in general, you're going to be very successful. So congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's Rachel from Nebraska as a star finalist in AgriScience.